Santa, what do you use to wrap your presents? Oh, well, I use branded Ziploc bags because I'm a fat ass fuck who sells tips, who has diabetes and sells tips to hipsters on eBay. And then it's like, it's a holly jolly Christmas and happy holidays. I wasn't ready to hit the record button! And you just... Damn, you broke my fucking finger! Oh, well.
Hey, you were hesitating, and I was like, damn it, let's start this podcast.
Oh, great, now you clipped the mic. God
damn it. This was such a horrible start.
Hey, guys, it's Friday. It's January the 6th. 2012, and you're listening to Oh Great, another podcast, and this is your humble co-host, who just broke his finger. His name is Patrick George Jones, and wherever the fuck it may be, this guy who will not stop laughing, his name is
Rogue 37,
and we are here to tell you that we are today, from starting today, we have 352 days left until the end of days.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Yes. But today, we are going to talk about
The Connect.
Thanks for cutting me off there, you asshole.
Well, I just have to do that because I don't trust you, man. You just broke my finger. I can't trust you, man.
Someone had to start this podcast.
I would have started it eventually.
But anyway, yes, The Connect. Pat Jones has a very interesting story, or experience, I should say.
Experience, I think is more like it.
Yes. So, please, Pat Jones, regale us.
Regale us after these commercials.
Ah, shit.
Connect.
We've been waiting for this.
Yes, oh yes.
Well, the listeners have been waiting for this because, you know, Pat Jones' story is just...
You can always depend on them to be horrifically depressing.
For Pat Jones.
For
extremely humorous for everyone else.
But Pat Jones. But yes, but first let's start off with your story. What do you know about The Connect? What do you know about The Connect 4?
The Connect 4?
Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. Well, The Connect, you know, it's a motion sensor thing, and I've played with it a few times. I didn't actually get it like I was planning to.
But what do you mean? Oh, that's right, because you gave it up for the iPhone 4S.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Good choice.
Yes.
As we will go into later.
Yes. So, yeah, me and one of our potential new co-hosts...
Don't say that.
Well, he's not a permanent co-host. He'll be sometime.
Maybe our special friend.
Our special friend occasionally.
Occasionally. Our internet celebrity that we happen to be friends with.
Yes. But yes, he's going to...
He has it, and
yeah,
we don't.
Yeah, he has it, and I played with him, and it's pretty fun.
What did you play on it?
We played this game where you hit balls, and...
you hit the balls,
And they go back and hit some...
Do they hit a wall, and they come back?
Yeah.
This one...
We played that one.
What?
And also, we played this game where you have to collect coins or something, and you know how you go up?
What?
You flap your arms.
Did you play a mini game where you were on a raft and you had to side to side to move
actually,
the raft?
We avoided that one.
To get coins?
We avoided that one.
Oh, I wonder why.
We did play the obstacle course where you have to jump on the platform and go faster and then...
Okay. Wait, what was the game where the balls were flying at you?
I can't remember for the life of me.
Is it because you have deep psychological problems?
I think so.
And that you've forgotten them, so you can never speak of this again?
Probably.
You see, Rogue, this is an intervention.
Wait, shouldn't we have an intervention for you, since you have such horrible experiences with the Kinect?
No, you see, what I have is post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Just a mockery of the complete mockery of the English language.
I know English well.
Yes, well, are you going to... Well, Mr. Jones has gotten such a Kinect for Christmas.
Let's go into the backstory first.
Okay. Yeah, the horrible experience.
The horrible experience.
All right. But he did get it for Christmas. So, please, tell us.
Okay.
Where did this happen? You're shrinking again.
Woo! Oh, God. All right, where do we start? When did the Kinect come out?
I can't remember.
You idiot. It came out in November.
Really?
It came out last November.
No.
It was a trick question, and you failed.
I don't care.
You guys are clearly not able to review the Kinect.
Just because I don't know the release date?
Because you don't know the release date. You also don't know how much it costs. You can't even describe what games you were playing.
You can only describe
what games they were. You couldn't tell us the title.
Go frick yourselves.
I already did.
Stop. We just end it there.
Yeah, just end it there.
Okay, so your experience. Where did it happen?
Well, I was at a Best Buy in a little state of Connecticut.
Tiny little state.
The tiny little state. The most taxed state probably in the Northeast. Maybe even the entire...
Fairfield.
Motherland.
Fairfield. More rich than Beverly Hills. Take that, California.
No, Greenwich, Connecticut is more rich than Beverly Hills.
Damn it! I thought it was Fairfield.
No, you're wrong. Again, the credibility of you is seriously in question on this episode!
Shut up.
I have already said what I needed to say, so I will shut up and tell you my story about the Kinect.
Okay, so Best Buy, you obviously were playing a Kinect that was open for trying.
Open for trying. It was a nice open space and a nice big open Best Buy. And
okay, so you were playing this Kinect.
But hold on, let's build to it first. Let's keep building.
Oh, God. Now, we had a commercial break, then we had all this bullshit, and now you want to build more.
Yes. Let's pull out the blocks.
What are you doing?
And start stacking.
What is stacking this, Minecraft?
Go fuck yourself. So yes, first I went to the Best Buy, and then I looked around.
Like you always do.
Like I always do and never buy anything. And then, I looked around.
Fucking window shopper. Except you're inside.
Except I'm inside looking at the stuff and realizing how I can't afford them, but I can afford a $300 pair of headphones. And I looked around. I went to the TVs. I saw the Google TVs because this was 2010.
What?
Yes. This took place a year ago.
Wow. 2 years ago. Your credibility
is in serious question.
Okay, so...
Your Honor, this guy clearly does not know what he's talking about. This is from 2 years ago.
So, you're doing this, you were looking around Best Buy and you find this Kinect.
Yes. Well, first off, I was looking around the TVs. Then I went to the Apple Store area. Then I played around with the Mac. And then I went to go to play some DJ
like
Hero.
Like you always do.
Like I always do. I always play DJ Hero 2 at the game kiosk. And yeah, I played a little IS's replay mixed in with Rihanna's Rude Boy. And then I went to go play some PlayStation Move, which is also a motion-style gaming console. I mean, gaming accessory. Only this one's more based off the Wii Motion controller. And I went to play with that. Then I realized I couldn't play with it because it wasn't connected. So I went to go play some Xbox Kinect.
So the minigame, what were you playing?
I was playing Kinect Adventures, which was free with the Kinect at that time.
At that time?
Well... the new bundles, most of them don't have Kinect Adventures.
Really? Well, anyway, you were playing Kinect Adventures, and you stumbled upon... I
stumbled upon...
A minigame
called Raft. It was a game where you were on a raft, and it was meant for two players, but of course, because I'm a lonely son of a bitch, then we wouldn't have this problem. And so, two players can play, and it's better with two players. But because I was lonely, I played by myself. And it's a game where you're on a raft, and you have to get low, get a high, and move side to side to get the coins and the clocks, so you don't run out of time.
Yeah.
And of course, when you only have one person doing all this stuff, because, you know, it's pretty well spaced out. You have to really get vigorous and moving to actually get the coins in the time.
You have to get low, get low.
And move side to side. Yes. And then... Nobody gets that. But, yes. Oh, God, I need another drink.
Okay, so you're playing... Obviously, you're a gamer that wants to win.
I want to win. So... I want to get all the coins. I want it all the time.
So, yes, you were doing that, and you were getting really into the game.
I was getting really into the game, and I was jumping. I was moving side to side. I was leaping across on side to side.
Okay, so...
And then I realized...
Okay, so did anyone look at you funny when you're vigorously playing this
game
by yourself?
There were not a lot of people near that kiosk, which when I get into this later on into the story, I think we might find out why. Yes, I had to leap, like, I had to literally, like, jump side to side in order to get to the time.
Were you low?
I think you had to duck sometimes. But yeah, I was leaping across, jumping from side to side to get the coin so I don't run out of time when I stumbled upon the ground. Yeah, we didn't even mean to do that.
We hardly plan any of these jokes.
We don't plan any of these jokes. That's why they're so terrible. But yes, I stumbled onto the ground. Okay, this is already pretty bad. But then when I fell to the ground, I noticed a very sickening crack. Like
it turns out that Pat Jones had what happened? You tore a ligament?
I fucking sprained my ankle.
What, for the fifth time now?
For the fifth time as of 2010.
Yeah.
Right now, it was... Actually, it's probably only the sixth time, because after that time, I learned to not do that and not trip over. Because not only was it, like, one of the most painful experiences of my life, that, like, brief 5 seconds when I was snapping muscles in my bones...
Oh, man.
But also, when I hit the ground, the painful experience that I just... that I lost... that I ran out of time. I lost the game.
Did it say game over?
Yeah. Well, I think eventually it did win game... Actually, no, it's just... I fell off its radar, so it just paused the game. So it wasn't even
game over.
Yeah, I know. It's like, game over, you loser.
You are dead.
You...
Okay, so you're on the ground in terrible pain.
So I'm in terrible pain, and after like 5 minutes, some Best Buy employee comes out and is like, hey man, are you alright?
What, there were just For 5 minutes, they were just standing in the back, what to do with this kid?
Yes. He's like, hey,
I'm not going out there.
I'm not going out there, man. This kid could sue us, man. We are deep, deep, deep purple shit. What do we do, man?
Yeah.
Just go talk.
What, were you screaming?
Actually, surprisingly enough, I did not scream. And you want to know what's even weird? That was the most painful moment. I sprained my ankle a lot of times before then. And every time I did it, the pain could not compare to how painful, you know, that one was, the Kinect one was. But I did not scream when I tripped and fell with Kinect. However, I did that for almost every other time I sprained my ankle or tripped and sprained my ankle. I actually measured how painful my my trippings are by how loud I yell and how much I swear. It's like, I think one time I was in Salem, I tripped over, and I think I went, oh, shit. Or I was like, oh, fuck, no. And I screamed this at the top of my lungs in front of a coffee shop. So that was going through my mind. It's like, okay, I did not scream out the word fuck. I did not say shit. I did not say shitting dick nipples. So clearly, everything must be fine. I must have just tripped. This happened several times. So I must be fine. Right? Right?
Right?
No. And then the guy, the guys come over and they're like, hey, man, you need some help. And I try to get up and then I stumbled back down and fell on the ground. And so I had to take off my shoe to see how bad it was. I couldn't do it. So they had to cut off my shoe.
What, the Best Buy people?
Yeah, the Best Buy people had to take a knife, cut off my shoe and to see what was the, or what maybe it was the ambulance.
Oh, yeah, there's an ambulance.
My credibility is in serious question here. I can't tell if it was the Best Buy guys or the ambulance that cut off my shoe, but...
Yes, the ambulance was involved.
Yes. Yeah.
Did the 911...
We'll get to it. Yeah, so I cut off my shoe... They cut off my shoe, and I'm still like, oh, I must be fine. I must be fine.
Were you in serious pain when...
I must be fine. It only hurt when I fell.
Denial.
And I... Oh, God.
Back to the can.
Back to the bottle and goes right to the rock. Oh, God. It was just so gnarly, man. I didn't think you could walk around with, like, a balloon-shaped foot. But apparently, you can't. Because when I tried to get up, I realized that I couldn't get up because my entire right ankle was swollen.
Oh,
swollen like a bubble.
Bubble.
That could probably be easily popped. And I was just kind of like, there was like, pop it. Pop it, man. What's the worst that could happen? You know, only all those fluids from all your leg just spurting out everywhere.
Yep. Yes.
So. And so when that happened, I asked the guy for his cell phone so I can call a guardian so I can get an ambulance. Well, actually, I was going to go on the ambulance. So they called the ambulance, and I decided to let someone know that I was going to be going on the ambulance. So I called my mother, and I left her a message. She didn't pick up. So I just basically left her a message that was like, hey, Mom, I'm going to the hospital. Okay, thanks, bye. Click. Brother! So she rushed over to where I was. It took her like 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know how it takes you 5 or 10 minutes to get to Best Buy.
Break every traffic law,
apparently. Then they call up the ambulance, and then the guys in the carriage come in, and then they load me up, and then I noticed that there was nobody near the Kinect kiosk. That's when I realized that they were keeping they were somehow keeping the customers away. I don't know why. Keeping it away from the traffic accident. So they load me up onto the stretcher and then they wheel me out. And of course, I was afraid that the stretcher was going to break and I would fall and trip again. And then I have to walk.
So were you screaming or what?
I wasn't screaming.
That would be funny. Wheeling you out of Best Buy when you were screaming.
I was screaming. He was like, the Kinect, it's a killer! Killer Kinect! Murder!
Wake up the neighbors!
Wake up the neighbors!
We called the cops. The NDAA, man!
They're gonna arrest me for being terrorists.
Yep. They're going to arrest you for being a terrorist.
And advocating to not buy the Kinect.
Yes, we'll get on to that
later. Oh, spoilers!
Damn it.
Spoilers! I'm telling you not to buy the Kinect.
Well, clearly he does not recommend it.
So yeah, so they wheel me onto the ambulance, and then we go off to the hospital. And then we get to the hospital, and then they load me up onto a... They take me to the emergency room, and on the way there, I was just so depressed. It's like, and they were asking me questions. I was just giving them very dry remarks, and very depressing dry remarks, which is unusual considering my personality on the show. And Rogue 37 is leaving us because he is so offended by our story.
Yeah, I'm out of here, man.
Oh, yeah. So, they took me to the emergency room. And they put me into a room, and apparently Mel Gibson's How to Be a Lady, or some movie about him somehow knowing what it means to be a girl, and him talking to other women, and stuff like that. That movie was on, and I was like, oh shit, I hate this movie. So I just sat there and meditated for like 30 minutes straight.
I just realized we have a podcast to do.
Why?
Because I'm back from the dead.
Back from the dead.
Now let me in.
No.
You're gonna let me in.
Okay.
Here we are.
I'll let you back into my fortress of solitude. So yeah, I was watching some movie with Mel Gibson talking to somehow knowing what it means to be in the lady, which was on TNT, which was on a TV, which was in the hospital, I'm not telling you.
Which is on the planet Earth.
Which is on the planet Earth, which you can find at... Actually, I don't know. So I can... You could probably figure it out. But, yeah. So the movie was terrible, so I decided to just blank out and meditate for like 30 minutes. While I was waiting for them to go check my leg. And then they come back, and then they check the leg, and apparently the swelling went down. And they went to go take an x-ray of it. And apparently, no bones were broken. I don't know how that happened. I guess either nothing. It didn't break. Either it didn't break, or I was able to magically repair it with my brain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing happened.
So nothing happened, except my right ankle is swollen, like a bubble, like a bubble gum.
You just said it went down.
What went down?
The swelling.
Oh, the swelling did went down, but it was still pretty gnarly. So yeah, then they, they took some X-rays. They put me on crutches. I told them, no, I don't want crutches because I don't want to fall. I know I'm not good at these crutches. If I put them underneath my... I know the whole problem with the underarm thing where it damages your nerve cells and all that stuff. And I just know I can't avoid that. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. Just give me a wheelchair. Just give me a wheelchair, okay? Okay? Please? Please? Can something right just go for me tonight? Please?
That's what I said.
Sure, fine. You get your stupid fucking wheelchair. You know some other guy really needs that wheelchair. But he won't get it. Because you know what? Barry, you want a wheelchair, so you get a wheelchair. So I wheeled myself out, and I wheeled myself back home.
What?
Wheeled my back, helped
no,
my...
didn't.
You're right. I got someone else to drive me home.
So they loaded up the wheelchair?
Loaded up the wheelchair. And then I wheeled myself back home and went to sleep. And then I went to the doctor's like a day later. And of course, they put me through physical therapy. I had to go through physical therapy for 6 months to fix my broken ankle, because even though it wasn't broken, it got sprained. And unfortunately, in my case, and maybe only in my case, getting my ankle sprained was probably the worst thing that could happen, because that is way more painful than just having it to break, just having your bones break. And also, apparently, my ligaments in my right ankle were lengthened, so now they are structurally weaker than they were before. So now my right ankle is permanently disfigured. The only way I could fix it is if I get some surgery to where I could just have, where they just cut out parts of the bone and just restructure it. And I said, fuck that.
So now you just keep getting disfigured until...
Until, I don't know.
You have to walk with a
Until, like, 352 days from now. Oh, yeah. Or until the end of days. Allegedly. Then I don't have to worry about... Allegedly. Yes. And so, yeah, 6 months of physical therapy, and it didn't even really fix the problem. So I just dropped out of physical therapy. It just took some of the exercises they gave me.
Did that help? Or?
No, not well. I didn't trip. I didn't really trip and sprain my ankle since then. So I guess it was a success. But I haven't run since I
you
since
haven't that ran?
I haven't ran because I guess I'm just so afraid that I'm gonna.
You
trip.
Did that right.
I haven't run in like a year now, or at least haven't run like down like a sidewalk because I'm just afraid I'm gonna fall on the concrete and break my face open. So yeah, I had a really bad experience with the Kinect.
Yes, so but you did get the Kinect.
Yeah, but apparently I suffered Stockholm syndrome and got the Kinect and just decided, you know what? I'm gonna get a Kinect. I want a Kinect for Christmas.
Did you actually ask for that?
I actually asked for the Kinect for Christmas. It was in a bundle with the 360. It was like the 360 bundle that came with Kinect. And I'm like this like weird completionist. It's like, I gotta have the best thing, man. Which actually, a little tidbit here is, we weren't planning on, little insider secret here. We weren't planning on starting the podcast until like, I don't know, we got like high quality professional equipment.
We didn't start the podcast.
Oh, you're right. We didn't.
This is the Alpha series.
This is the Alpha series. Doesn't count. You're right. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. We're not doing anything right.
Yeah, we're not doing anything right now. We're just talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Stringing together words that make no sense in the hopes that it makes sense.
Yes. So
and awkwardly awkwardly segueing back into what I was talking about, where I asked for. The Kinect for Christmas, because apparently I suffered Stockholm syndrome.
That's rather strange.
And so, then I realized, oh wait, that thing happened. Fuck this! I'm taking it off.
Yeah.
So I took it off my wish list, and then Christmas came, and I wasn't really hyped for Christmas because last year's Christmas for me was pretty terrible.
Didn't you get a cell phone or something?
I didn't get a cell phone. No. I got like a Kindle, which I never use, and I got books, which I only read like one or two of them, and that was all I got. It's like, oh great, thanks guys. Really gave this to me at the wrong time. Maybe if you talked to me back in September, maybe I would actually use this stuff. But no. So I was pretty much expecting to be disappointed. So when everyone else was talking about the holidays and stuff, I was pretty much oblivious. It was like, wait, why are all these lights up? Why is all these Christmas trees up? Why do I keep hearing like commercials when I'm working at some place that keeps telling, I don't know, Santa commercials about Santa talking to his elves? It's like, hey Santa, what do you use to wrap your presents? Oh, well, I use branded Ziploc bags because I'm a fat ass fuck who sells tips, who has diabetes and stuff. Who sells tips to hipsters on eBay? And then it's like, it's a holly jolly Christmas and a happy holidays. And you're on that brand new platform. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, so yeah, and also I wasn't wearing a jacket. Yeah, I also wasn't wearing a jacket and I was like, why am I freezing to death? Why is it so cold out? Isn't it like October or something? And then and then somebody told me, no, Patrick, it's December. What? It's December?
I'm not even laughing at that. This is Santa Claus.
Well, I guess we know what's going to be put at the beginning of the episode. But yeah. I pretty much forgot Christmas was happening because I was just so disappointed last year. I was like, there's no way. No thanks, guys. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to keep my expectations nice and low. Nice and low. Got to keep those expectations nice and low. So that's what I did. And apparently keeping
them... Do they move from side to side?
No, they don't. They don't move from side to side. They just stay low. But yeah... Oh god!
Where'd you pull that out of?
Believe it or not, I stole that little thing from some other podcast. Believe it or not, a podcast that blatantly rips off other podcasts steals jokes from other podcasts.
Oh, man.
Hi, Santa. Hi, Santa. If you're listening to this, Santa, hi. I've been a good boy this year.
Man, me and our special friend are going to pelt you with coal next Christmas.
Oh, God.
We also have another...
Fuck, where was I going with that? Oh, apparently he's turning my knobs. So yeah, I forgot Christmas was happening until, like, the day before. And then, even on Christmas morning, I went over to my mother's house because she was having a party, and they were going to give out gifts. So I went there, and they gave me my Christmas gifts, and... Yeah, I got my gifts from, like, everybody, from all the people I know, which is not many, apparently. Looking at the listenership. And I put, like 10 or 15 items on there and proceeded to get none of the items that I listed on the wish list, except...
The Kinect.
The Kinect and the Xbox 360. Yeah, and you want to know what's even worse? You want to know what makes the unveiling that the fact that I got Kinect for Christmas even worse?
What?
Is that the box looks similar to one of the other items that I had on my wish list. It's like, I wish for, like, the Beatles box set. And it looked real. The box looked extremely similar to that. So I thought, I was like, oh, sweet, I'm going to be getting some Beatles. Nope.
You got your worst enemy.
I got my worst
enemy. And that camera was just looking you right in the eyes.
Right in the eyes.
I found your house.
Oh, God! And so, yeah, I did not take kindly to this. I asked him for the receipt.
Dude, what?
Well, I was already pretty pissed off because they also gave me a whole bunch of clothes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, and they weren't even good clothes. They were shit clothes. They were clothes that made me look like some rehabilitated, like, thug. It's like the weird collared shirts with the striped stuff, and just looks really pasty and stuff, and makes you look like a criminal that just stopped being a criminal. That's what they got me, and they also got me jeans, and apparently they didn't even get me a jacket, or they didn't even give me gloves or a scarf. It's like they got me clothes, but they're all spring clothes. They couldn't get me, like, a scarf. Or a jacket. Or boots.
You never
wear... Or gloves!
You never wear jackets.
Okay, but they could give me gloves. My hands are cold. They could have got me gloves. They could have got me a scarf. They could have got me a neck. They could have got me a hat. But no, they got me spring clothes that make me look like a rehabilitated criminal. So, combine that, plus the fact that they get with Kinect, and I was like, no. You know what?
No.
I sarcastically remarked at it. It was like, oh, you shouldn't have. It's like, awesome, clothes. Sweet, I got clothes. I got socks. Can I have the receipt back?
Did you ask him for that?
I didn't ask him for clothes.
Oh.
I asked him for the receipt, though. And then they got offended. And then we just yelled at each other for 2 hours straight.
You yelled at each other?
Yeah, because I was like, why did you get me this? And I was like, you asked for it, man. And I was like, don't you know what it did to me? But you asked for it, man. It's like, how am I supposed to use this? My room is super small. It's not even enough to register me in the Kinect. You have to have like 6 feet of space. No, you have to have like 6 or 8 feet of space between you and the Kinect for it to even register you. And I have about... less than half that space. So I couldn't even use it. Even if I did somehow just develop Stockholm Syndrome and just decided to love it.
Which you hasn't.
Which I hasn't.
Yeah. Yet.
Well, I think I did, but then I grew out of it. And they didn't even get me like that Nyko thing, the little zoom glasses that zooms it in for you. But even then, I'd probably still be offended because I heard that thing is the equivalent of like snake oil.
Yeah.
Where it's like it doesn't work at all. So I asked them back for the receipt, and apparently they're offended that I asked them for the receipt for something that, you know, threw me in the hospital and permanently disfigured me.
So you're having an argument at a Christmas party.
At a Christmas party. I ruined their Christmas.
Wasn't there little kids there?
Yes. The little kids were scared.
Was that the one you invited me to? and I didn't go?
Yeah, that was the one.
Good thing I didn't go.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Thanks, man.
What was I doing then, anyway?
I don't know. Jacking off.
Probably, but I think it was those same little children that I didn't want to come. I didn't want to deal with them.
You didn't want to deal with those kids. You didn't want to deal.
So
with
what were those kids? Oh, keep going.
Well done. I'm throwing the blocks down because you know what? We already gone past the part.
But anyway,
where I was building up to.
What were the little kids like?
I don't know because I was too busy yelling at my mother.
What were your other relatives like? They were like.
I don't know. It's just all I remember is like after we finished yelling at each other, and she finally gave me the receipt. And I just stuck around there for a couple hours.
You slinked away?
I slinked away. I was like there for like another hour before I left. And I just heard them like telling she was like telling stories about me like asking for their seat back and how I, and it was because I tripped and fell with the Kinect like a year ago. And she was talking in a voice that sounded like it was comical, which it is, but at that time I was already in a sour mood, so it really was just kicking me while I was down. He's like, oh yeah, he's like getting asked for it on his wish list, and then he has the audacity to ask for the receipt, even though he get bad. Oh god, I don't.
Did you just crash?
I just crashed.
It was like you were just like. Yeah.
So yeah, and then I just left because I was like. Fuck this. I can't, dude. I hate you, Christmas. From now on, I'm not even asking.
Brother Witch.
No!
Yes.
Crispy fried.
Yeah, so you slinked away.
So I slinked away for like an hour, then I left. And it's like, you know what? After that, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm never asking for presents again. From now on, I'm just going to ask for cash. Not even gift cards. Just cold, hard cash. And to all you listeners who don't even listen in the first place, or those who do, listen, I know you're probably not going to give me presents, but if you do, don't send water or blankets. Just send your cash. Just send your cash to, I don't know, www.patjones@me.com. And just say, hey, man, I won't give you some money. Oh, sweet, man. Hope it's on a gift card. And there, that's your present. That's all you have to give me.
What, you got me a gift card to Walmart? Carry your receipt.
Receipt to gift card. That's even more of an insult because I don't really like Walmart that much either because they also have to connect.
Yeah.
But yeah, they gave me the receipt, and it's like on the day after Christmas, I went to go return it, and I looked at the receipt, and I realized, wait a second. She bought it from Best Buy. Not only that, she bought it from the very same Best Buy where I got hurt. Oh, God.
There's like.
So I walked back to Best Buy.
You walked?
Yeah, I walked. And the cold sub-zero degree temperatures walked all the way back to Best Buy.
With a Kinect.
With the Kinect on my hands. And I walked back in there and I had to wait. And I basically retraced my steps from that day. I went to go check out the Google TV and realized it wasn't there. Then I went to go play DJ Hero 2 and it wasn't there. I don't know why. And then I went to go play the PlayStation Move. Apparently it was working that time. And then I went to go play Kinect. And then I realized, no, it's going to happen again. I just know it. Nope, not doing it. Nope, just walk away.
They didn't take it down?
Nope, they didn't take it down. So I just waited in like the line. So I waited in the line and I returned it. So there was nothing special there, but that injury, I know it's hard to believe. It's like, oh, he injured his right ankle, but it was pretty serious, man. It's like I was on crutches for like 3 weeks. I was in physical therapy for 6 months. Because it got screwed up really badly.
Here we are just laughing.
And so I was seriously considering suing Best Buy.
You should have done it.
I should have done it. Motherfucker, I should have done it. But my lawyer talked me out of it. So I was like, you know what? Fine. Why do I talk to the lawyer? Because I don't know. He's my lawyer.
No, I meant, why did he talk you out of it? This lawyer
I don't know. Maybe it's because Best Buy has like billions of lawyers, so I wouldn't win no matter what I do, and it'd be more pain than it would be more harm than good. Plus, there's also the fact that I kind of made a record that this kind of injury happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
Especially with this podcast out. So I couldn't even get away with it now, because I'll just put up in the court case, it's like, Mr. Patrick Jones, or it, as I would call you, you clearly stated in OCAP Alpha episode 006 at...
We think.
That you clearly said that you tripped and sprained your ankle 5 times before this incident.
You are a liar and you have no credibility.
Your credibility is in serious question here, Mr. Jones.
Let's throw out this case.
Out of my court! This court is adjourned. So yeah, I couldn't sit him. And I got permanently disfigured. And someone decided to rub it into my face by giving me a Kinect. And they had the audacity to be offended by me being mad at them.
Yeah.
It's like the most trollish present you could ever give someone.
And they bought it from the same Best Buy.
I know. It's like, I don't know, you got your legs broken by a baseball bat. And, I don't know, the baseball bat was, like, covered in barbed wire. And also, the barbed wire is poisonous. And also, it was a metal baseball bat. And it has a taser inside. So the baseball bat is electrified. And then they hit you in the kneecaps. And break both your legs.
What, it's not an arrow that hits your knee?
No, it's not an arrow that... Don't fuck yourself, man. Yeah, they bust my kneecaps with some, like, very dangerous baseball bats, and then they give me the baseball bats for Christmas. From the same guys. It's like they buy it from the same guys.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we bought these odds. We thought you could use, like, a barbed wire baseball bat that's also electrified. And we just have to find a deal from the very same guys that did it to you. So imagine that.
Oh, man. It's okay, man.
It's not okay. My life is never going to be the same again.
Really? Is that a bad change?
I don't know, man. Running is pretty good for your health.
Wait. Weren't we supposed to talk about the Kinect? All we talked about was your experience for about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just realized... We're reviewing the Kinect, but neither of us have actually owned the Kinect.
You've owned the Kinect.
I didn't even open it. The moment I saw it, I was like, yeah, no, fuck you guys, I'm returning it.
It'd be even funnier if you just, like, threw it out the window. Out the window. It's like, oh, Kinect.
And then I just, like, take all my arms, and then I just...
All your arms.
Yeah, all my two arms, and I just, like in those police procedurals, I just wipe everything off the table.
What table?
The Christmas table. The table Christmas of Christmas. That's where you put all your presents.
So your family celebrates...
Christmas by putting a giant tree atop the table.
Oh.
And then they put all their presents on it. So I swiped all the... So get angry and swipe all the stuff off the table.
Even the tree. Which way to the fireplace?
It's on fire!
The house on fire.
Set the house on fire.
And then she had the audacity to sue you for damages.
Yes. And then 1 year later on Christmas, I give them the Christmas tree that burned the house down.
You give the ashes that are in an urn.
Oh, good point. It's like...
This is my love for you.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, the cat died, and the Christmas tree's burnt to ashes, so I just, like, took all their ashes and threw them into an urn. Here you go. Here's your cat!
You know, you drive by and you throw it into their window.
Here's a bare urn. Here's an urn filled with the ashes of your late pet cat, Smokey. He really is smoked now. Lols.
But yes, you just wrap it up in a ribbon, and then you throw it into the window.
Throw it into the window. You could have returned that for $110. By the way, yeah, that and it had 2 games, and it was marked down to $150.
Yeah,
it was marked down to $110 from like $150. It's like the one time we're getting a deal is not good. When you have to return the damn thing. It's like, oh, great. Now I only get $110 instead of $150. Oh, thanks, God.
We didn't talk about any of the gameplay.
I didn't play any of the games. I heard Gunstringer's pretty amazing.
Oh, I heard that too.
Especially the Wavy Tube Man Chronicles.
Yeah.
The free add-on TLC. Produced by Microsoft. The same guys who brought you Microsoft Flight Simulator brings you Gunstringer and the Wavy Tube Man Chronicles.
Yeah.
Packets with Fruit Ninja Connect.
Oh, man. If I ever got the Connect, it would be for Fruit Ninja.
But I thought you needed, like, a multi-touch screen to play Fruit Ninja.
What?
Don't you? Well, you see, Mr. Rogue 37, I was looking at episode 3 of OCAP Alpha, and you clearly say when I told you that the screen on the 3DS is single touch, you said, how the hell are you supposed to play Fruit Ninja on that?
Exactly, that's what I said.
But now you want to play it on the Kinect.
Yes.
With no touch capacity.
They have Fruit Ninja Kinect.
But it's not multi-touch.
No, you can wave your arms around and cut multiple things. There's no touch.
But you said, how are you supposed to play Fruit Ninja without a single touch?
Send it back!
So yeah, we're reviewing the Kinect, but and we don't actually own the Kinect, and neither of us have really got extensive use of it.
Yeah, this is a bad idea.
You know, this is probably a bad idea. But you know, you gotta vent out those post-traumatic... you gotta vet out those war stories, or else
yes. One
of those days when you're in the bar, you're just gonna go berserk and murder everybody. It's like while you're in your sleep, you're like slitting dudes' throats because you think you're still in Vietnam.
Yeah. You were in Vietnam? Because of the Kinect.
Well, no, I was in Vietnam because I was playing Blackwater for Kinect. And I went to Vietnam and I slit dudes' throats.
Oh, you didn't play Black Ops?
I didn't play Black Ops, no. Black Ops is not available for Kinect.
No.
It's available for the Xbox. Original Xbox.
You know, I should probably know more about this, but isn't Minecraft getting released for Kinect?
Yes, it is. How does that work?
I don't know. I don't even think it's out yet.
Isn't that game like kind of like Diablo, where it's just you just click like the trigger button like over and over again, where you'll probably wear out your mouses and your hands? Just imagine doing that, but only with your arms, doing full swings with the axe. And you just go, my arms!
I wouldn't imagine. I can't imagine Minecraft on a Kinect. I don't even know if it's out yet.
It's not out yet. It should be coming out soon, but...
Yeah.
But that's not a reason to buy the Kinect. And in fact, actually, nothing can justify the Kinect, because...
I wouldn't go that far. I mean... Just because you had a bad experience with it doesn't mean everyone else is going to have a bad experience.
I don't know, man. I heard a lot of bad experiences with Kinect, such as the voice controls. It's like Xbox, Bing, and someone else go. Oh no, you just go like. When you're watching the video, someone goes Xbox pawns, and it pauses. Or it's like you do like a voice control, and apparently because you're not understanding its abstract language, it doesn't understand what you're saying. So you have to learn its language instead of it learning your language, which is the opposite of Siri, which we reviewed one episode ago.
Yeah.
And apparently Microsoft could not even heed this. Could not heed the warning. Apparently they just can't get the...
Nope.
God. Fuck the Kinect, okay? Do not get the Kinect. Don't even get the re-release of the Kinect, because you know that they're going to re-release it for the new Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even get that, unless of course they somehow say it's like, oh, now you can, it's all voice control. It's like, yeah, you can do some motions, and you can do the motions while sitting down instead of standing up.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, most of the games require you to stand up
to
play them, except for like a few, like
health craze and whatnot.
Yeah, health craze, because you know, waving your arms like you just don't care is apparently healthy.
Apparently,
you know, I wouldn't know such a thing, seeing as the fact that I've been through physical therapy for 6 months. And I went to the. I work out at the gym for 6 years. I wouldn't know anything about exercise.
No, but here, are we gonna give it a rating?
We're gonna give it a rating.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I give it like 4 in a row. Connect 4 out of 4 in a row. Connect 4.
So you're giving it a full rating.
A full rating of hatred. Yes, and your rating
is 1 broken ankle. Oh, sorry, sprained ankle.
Too soon, man. That happened a year ago, and that is way too soon. I am
give two
disgusted. disgusted that she would stoop to such a low level.
Gold.
Why can't anything ever go my way? Why do I have to get the thing that I didn't want?
All these people who keep laughing at these funny Pat Jones stories, or, you know, they're gonna get hit by a bus someday.
Dude, don't say that, or else they're gonna sue us.
Who?
Who? The people who listen, the six listeners?
No, I was talking about the other people who are laughing.
Oh, the other people who laugh at me? You know, they're probably listening to this as we speak.
No, they're not.
Good point.
Yeah.
They don't even know what we're talking about, so we're just, alright. I'm gonna average the score out, and okay, I gave it four in a row, connect four, on the rating scale of Hadrian.
I gave it one sprained ankle.
Now, I imagine if you average the review score, you probably get a shitting dick nipple shitting over a baby who's crying about their broken ankle, because he was playing Connect Four.
Okay.
So, yeah. Don't buy the Kinect. Please. If you're going to listen to anything we ever say, just listen to this. Don't buy the Kinect.
Yeah.
And pause.
Yes, bro! Yes, bro. Move side to side, yeah. All my honeys in the place. Grind, get low, move side to side, yeah. All my honeys in the place. Grind, get low, move side to side. All my honeys in the place. Grind, get low, move side to side, yeah. It's kicking off in London town, yeah. Me and my crew gonna see what's going down. Link them kicks, West End, Piccadilly, yeah. Show them around, Big Ben.
So, that ends episode 006 of Oak Gap Alpha, or, oh great, another podcast, the Alpha Series, episode 006.
Come join the Steam group. Oh wait, I have to make that public.
Yeah, you have to make that public. And besides, who's listening to us who also uses Steam? It's like, they also use Steam and they also listen to an obscure podcast.
Come join the Steam group.
Yeah, oh great, another podcast on Steam.com.
I did.
Steampowered.com/community/OGAP/001-5% Q.
Pop. I think they would know how to do all that.
I don't think they do, because I think you're all stupid.
Don't say that.
I will say that.
So,
because who's going to be
what's
offended?
Our plan?
Who's going to be offended at what I say at this point? It's like, if they listen to like six episodes of this bullshit. They would probably be used to it by now,
yeah,
I would assume.
Plans for the future.
Yes. So next episode, we pretty much duped you guys because we said we're going to review Skyrim. But then I checked with Rogue and it turns out he didn't play enough Skyrim. And I told him, you should play Skyrim.
And I am.
So yeah, now he is. So we're going to review Skyrim next episode. For real this time.
For real.
I swear. We're going to do it.
Yes.
And it's totally going to be next week. Next week, I'm calling it.
Totally next week.
Next week. Next week.
Next
week.
Yeah.
But for now, coming to you from Podcaster's Alley in the state of way high taxes of Connecticut, the state where everybody thinks all the rich people live, I'm Patrick George Jones.
And I'm Rogue 37.
And we will see you someday before the end of days.
Yes.
We have like 352 more days to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, clearly that means 352 more podcasts, or at the very least, we will see them at least a few more times before our time's up.
Apparently.
And maybe we'll get out of alpha. Maybe we'll be out of alpha into beta before the world ends.
Hopefully.
Probably not. But yes. I'm Patrick George Jones.
I'm Rogue 37. And we've already done this.
We already done this, but we just want to say to you.